clarifying the impeachment of President Trump. That is the topic we'll discuss today right here on the Christian Worldview radio program, where the mission is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm David Wheaton, the host, and our website, as always, is thechristianworldview.org. Well, we hate to interrupt your Christmas season with discussion of politics, but the president of the United States is about to be impeached. Only two presidents in our history have been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Now, you may think, what happened to Richard Nixon? Well, he actually resigned before he would have likely have been impeached. Now, while it's unlikely that the Republican majority U.S. Senate will follow the Democrat majority U.S. House in impeaching President Trump, which they are likely to do this week, and thus removing him from office, which is unlikely to happen, it's worth trying to understand what is taking place here. Why is President Trump being impeached? What we hear in the media, all these different stories that are hard to grasp, like the Russian election meddling, FBI surveillance of President Trump, FISA court rulings, Ukraine phone calls, Joe Biden and his son Hunter, the deep state, and partisan politics. What do they have to do with all of this? Is it really possible for the average person to untangle and understand this and conclude what it all means? Well, today in the Christian Worldview, Robert Knight, he's a columnist for The Washington Times. He joins us to clarify the impeachment proceedings of President Trump. Let's get to the first segment of that interview. Let's start out by reading just the first couple sentences of your recent column on the impeachment of President Trump. And you start out by saying, how serious is this? That's a common question asked by people around the country who are only marginally following the Democrats' impeachment circus in Washington. They hear that President Trump has done terrible things, such as, quote, endanger national security. And I think the actual articles he's being impeached for are the abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And so I thought we'd start out today by asking you if you can simply explain why the Democrats, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Congressman Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and others, why are they trying to impeach the president?
The short answer is they've been trying to get rid of President Trump since he won the election in 2016. In fact, some of them announced that they would push for impeachment before he even took office. They tried with the Mueller report, which was an investigation of alleged Trump campaign officials colluding with the Russians to affect the 2016 election. Robert Mueller reported that there is no evidence that they ever colluded. And so they switched to a number of other things. They've seized on a single phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine back in July of this year, in which Trump asked the president of Ukraine, are you cleaning up corruption in your country? And he implied that he might hold up some aid if he didn't get the right answer. And at the very end of the conversation, only five lines of it out of five pages in the transcript, he said, no, we've heard a lot about the Bidens. What's going on with that? Could you look into it? Well, there is a massive scandal sitting there in the Ukraine. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, was put on the board of Burisma Holdings, a natural gas company, and was being paid at least $50,000 a month with no experience, no knowledge of the energy industry at a time when Joe Biden was vice president. On tape, Joe Biden admitting he strong-armed Ukrainian officials to get rid of a prosecutor that some people say was about to look into Burisma Holdings and the whole Biden connection. He bragged that he held up $1 billion in aid and said it worked. They got rid of him, and he laughed. He said this at a public event held by the Council on Foreign Relations. Trump says, gee, we better look into this, and so the Democrats say, aha. They're accusing Trump of doing what Joe Biden obviously did, admittedly, and he was proud of it. The Democrats are saying, oh, well, let's just focus on this phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky, where he implied that it was a quid pro quo, meaning if you don't investigate the Bidens, I'm going to withhold aid. Well, the aid was only withheld for a few weeks. They never did launch an investigation. But the Democrats are moving ahead, saying, well, this is evidence of a president who should be impeached because he was using his personal office and power for his own gain. Meaning if they looked into the Biden's scandal from 2016, that might hurt Mr. Biden if he runs against President Trump in 2020. This is absurd. And to show how absurd it is, the Democrats have finally come up with two articles of impeachment. They've not said it's bribery. They've left out high crimes and misdemeanors. They're going to charge President Trump with abusing power and obstruction of Congress. These aren't even impeachable offenses in the Constitution. They're making them up.
Robert Knight with us today on the Christian Worldview. He's a columnist for The Washington Times. You can sign up for his weekly column. It comes out on Monday by just emailing him, Robert Knight and the number 4 at gmail.com. That's Robert Knight 4 at gmail.com. Knight is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. Now, you said a lot there in your first answer, a lot of different of the details to this whole progression that they've been trying to impeach the president literally from day one that he got into office. And as you mentioned in that phone call, we actually have the transcript of what President Trump said to the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. I'm just going to read it. I would like you to do us a favor, though, President Trump said, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. I would like to have the attorney general call you or your people, and I would like you to get to the bottom of it. As I said yesterday, this whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller. But they say a lot of it started with Ukraine. Whatever you can do, it's very important that you do it if that's possible. And then he goes on to say there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general will be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. So he's being accused because of that, those sentences right there of saying this is an impeachable offense. You, as you mentioned, Robert, not treason, not bribery or high crimes and misdemeanors, but they're saying abuse of power as president, you know, leveraging the president of Ukraine. We're going to withhold aid, which they didn't end up doing. But doesn't really the president of the United States have a responsibility to root out corruption that's taking place against his own country?
Yes, he does. That's his duty. And by the way, the presumption here is that because Joe Biden is running for president now, the president of the United States and the executive branch are not allowed to look into anything he did in 2016. I mean, that's a mighty big presumption. It says that if you run for president, nobody can look into your past because that might affect the upcoming election. That's an unreasonable standard. I'd like to repeat what Joe Biden said to the two leaders of the Ukraine back in 2014. He was laughing about it, recounting it before an audience. He said, quote, I said, you're not getting the billion. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bleep, laughter, he got fired. Huh. Now, why isn't Mr. Biden under indictment? I mean, that's pretty clear. He used U.S. aid to get a desired outcome that may have affected him and his son personally. And yet President Trump's the one in the dock, so to speak. But this is part of a bigger picture, David, and that is that the left accuses people of doing exactly what they are doing. They know that the best defense is a good offense. So when they're caught doing things, they quickly accuse others of it. They're countrywide campaign to denounce Christians as haters and bigots for not going along with their crazy LGBTQ agenda is part of that. They've directed so much hate toward Christians who hold biblical views, and yet they accuse the Christians who aren't showing hatred of doing just that. They do it over and over. This is classic Marxist playbook. It's out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky was one of the mentors of Barack Obama out of Chicago. Obama was part of the institute that Alinsky launched in Chicago that was full of Marxists. But, of course, the media don't look into any of this. the media are complicit in this mass cover-up of what was really going on with the corruption of the FBI and other security agencies. And they're going along with everything the Democrats say about President Trump. And it's like we're in a different universe, David. In the morning, I get the Washington Post and the Washington Times and the Wall Street Journal, and I'll pick up the Post, and it'll say something like, oh, you know, latest bombshell, you know, Trump near impeachment, because look at all this terrible stuff he's done. And then I read it in the Washington Times and the Wall Street Journal that nothing of the kind occurred. It's all the Post's interpretation, and yet it's on the front page. They're just desperate for an impeachment of this president. They've hated him since day one. But I don't think it's having a good impact on the Democratic Party. 31 Democratic House members face re-election in districts that President Trump won, sometimes by large margins. They're going to have to vote on impeachment. So if they vote against impeaching him, they alienate their far-left base. And if they vote for impeaching him, they alienate independents who know that this is just a sham. So they're caught in the middle. And this is why Nancy Pelosi for so long resisted impeachment, even though Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other members of her left-wing squad of radical House members were pushing for impeachment. She didn't want it. She knew it could hurt Democrats and maybe even end up with the House being turned back to the Republicans in 2020. Mm. So this is going to be a wild ride. And, of course, the Democrats know that the president will not be convicted. You would need a two-thirds vote in the Senate to convict on these sham charges. That's not going to happen in a Republican-controlled Senate. They're not even going to get a majority, much less two-thirds. So this is all for show. This is all to please their radically left-wing core that has taken over the Democratic Party and functionally turned it into a socialist party.
What effect will it have, though, on the 2020 election? Are they hoping just to bleed, so to speak, President Trump, so that some people out there who aren't paying very much attention will say, well, he's impeached, he must have done something wrong, and I'm not going to vote for him again? Do you think there's a element of truth to that, that it will actually affect the way people vote in 2020?
Oh, I think that's part of their strategy. They know he can't be convicted, so the impeachment won't go anywhere. But if you have enough smoke, people think there's a fire. And if you repeat over and over, well, this president deserved impeaching, and this president did this, did that, a lot of people not paying attention are going to say, well, you know, there must be something there. He must be a bad guy. Maybe I don't want to vote for him, even though I love what he's done with the economy and the appointment of conservative constitutionalist judges and many other things he's done I like, reduce regulations. And, yeah, I like what he's done in policy, but, oh, he must be a bad person because we just keep hearing about it from the media. That's their playbook.
You're listening to an interview today with Robert Knight. He's a columnist for The Washington Times. It's very different perspective than you will hear on the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, those kinds of places. Robert is a Christian. He's a conservative. And I really encourage you to get his weekly column. You can just email him to get that. Pretty simple. Just email robertknight4@gmail.com, and Knight is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. robertknight4@gmail.com. We have much more coming up. There's a lot to this. This has been 3 years in investigations and accusations, and trying to untangle it so we can understand it takes some concentration here. So hopefully you're gaining from this and things are becoming clear in your mind about this impeachment of President Trump. We have much more coming up today in the Christian Real View. Hope you'll stay with us. I'm David Wheaton. Back after this. David Wheaton here to tell you about my boy Ben, a story of love, loss, and grace. Ben was a yellow lab and inseparable companion at a stage in my life when I was single and competing on the professional tennis tour. I invite you to enter into the story and its tapestry of relationships with Ben, my aging parents, with a childhood friend I would finally marry, and ultimately with God, who caused all things, even the hard things, to work together for good. Order the book for your friend who needs to hear about God's grace and the gospel, or the one who has gone through a difficult trial or loss, or just the dog lover in your life. Signed and personalized copies are only available at myboyben.com or by calling 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233. Or myboyben.com.
The mission of the Christian Worldview is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. For when Christians have a stronger faith and when unbelievers come to saving faith, lives and families and churches, even communities, are changed for the glory of God. The Christian Worldview is a listener-supported ministry. You can help us in our mission to impact hearts and minds by making a donation of any amount or becoming a monthly partner. All donations are tax deductible. You can give online at thechristianworldview.org or by calling us toll-free 1-888-646-2233. When you give, we'd like to thank you by sending you a current resource. Monthly partners can choose to receive resources throughout the year. Call 1-888-646-2233 or go to thechristianworldview.org. Thank you for your support.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Christian Worldview radio program. And by now, if you are a subscriber, a free subscriber to the Christian Worldview end of year letter, you should have received that by now. We received ours last week. And if you'd like to get one of the resources for someone or yourself for Christmas, we will need to hear from you by, well, today is, this program is airing live on Saturday, December 14th, 2019. And so we'll need to hear from you by December 16th or 17th. That's early this week. And so we have time to ship things out. But again, you don't need to get things by Christmas if you don't want. We can ship them to you whenever you just, you know, send in the form on the end of your letter for resources or call us in our office, which is 1-888-646-2233. Also, just wanted to, if you didn't listen to the program recently, we opened up a new website for the 5-year anniversary of my book, My Boy Ben. The website is myboyben.com, and I just encourage you to get a copy of that for you or someone you know, make a great gift. Again, the website's myboyben.com. All right, today in the program, we are talking about the impending impeachment of President Trump. Don't want to talk about this at Christmas time. Everyone wants to focus on the reason for the season, the coming into our world of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. But this is a major story. It's been going on for years. And there's a lot of cast of characters and different departments and angles and all kinds of stuff to untangle here. And so Robert Knight, a columnist for The Washington Times, is our guest today. And let's get to the second segment of the interview with Robert Knight. One follow-up question on the media, Robert. You're right. It's like living in an alternate universe. When you watch, let's say, cable news at night, you watch Fox, you get mostly pro-Trump opinion or commentary, as you have been explained today, that this is a sham trial. There's nothing of impeachable offense here in this whole thing. But then you turn the channel to CNN. It's completely the opposite. It's about how, or MSNBC or the mainstream media, the national networks, about he should be impeached and this is, he's lying. And how does the average person or how does the listener today go somewhere to get the truth on news when it literally the opposite things are being said on competing channels?
That's a terrific question, and I do get asked that a lot, and my answer is go to alternative sources. And I go to all sources. You know, I look at the New York Times, I look at the Washington Post. I try to avoid CNN because they're so pathetically, rabidly anti-Trump that it's laughable. It's nonstop anti-Trump propaganda. I think CNN stands for the Communist News Network. I used to think it was the Clinton News Network, but I think they've gone a step beyond. They're into propaganda and misinformation. Same with MSNBC. Fox is a lot better. It may lean conservative, but they have liberals on all the time, mm-hmm. and they have debates. It's a far superior network, and it shows in the ratings. More Americans watch Fox than any other network. And then you have the other mainstream networks, ABC, NBC, CBS. They're very biased, too. The Media Research Center, for which I used to work, released a report showing that the major networks' coverage of President Trump during this whole impeachment scenario, it has been more than 90% negative. They almost never have people defending the president. Or if they do, it's only for a quick moment. And this is how the networks pretend to be balanced. And I experienced this firsthand when I worked for the Family Research Council and used to be interviewed all the time by the networks. they would ask questions of the other side. If it was, say, an LGBTQ activist or an abortion activist, heartfelt questions like, oh, how does this hurt people and things like that. And then they would ask me questions of procedure, like, where do you think this is going? And I'd say, well, you know, it's going to go through the courts. And then my soundbite would be, oh, it's going through the courts. While the liberals were allowed to do the heartstring pulling answers. I mean, that's how they skew it. And they say, hey, we got both sides. No, they didn't. Not even a little bit. I learned during interviews to just say the bites I wanted to say and ignore their questions. I remember once when ABC News interviewed me over some parents saying the Harry Potter books were inappropriate for a school library at the elementary level. And of course, the liberals came out and accused them of book burning. And I knew that my comments would be misconstrued. So they kept asking me all these ancillary questions. I just kept repeating, parents have the right and the duty to know what their children are reading. And then the guy would ask me another question. I'd say, yeah, you know what? Parents have the right and the duty to know what their children are reading. And then I said it three times, and then he laughed and turned the camera off. And that's the bite that made the ABC News that night.
Hmm.
So I recommend that to anybody who faces hostile press. Tell them what you want to tell them and ignore questions that are designed to mislead or to sideline your main points.
Robert Knight with us today on the Christian Realview, trying to clarify the impeachment of President Trump that's taking place right now in the U.S. House of Representatives. How is this impeachment proceedings different than what President Clinton was impeached for? They say, well, this is just the opposite. President Clinton was impeached just in the House. He wasn't impeached in the Senate. He wasn't removed from office. This is just the Democrats doing the same thing to Republicans that the Republicans did to Democrats back in the late 90s. How would you answer that?
The procedure has been totally different. The Congress at that time and during the Nixon impeachment talk, even though he was never officially impeached, he resigned before they impeached him, were conducted according to the Constitution. And the House was going to vote in both instances, the full House, to launch impeachment. And actually, they did vote to launch impeachment inquiries. The Democrats launched their impeachment inquiries without any vote of the House. They conducted the hearings in secret. They didn't allow Republican cross-examination or Republican witnesses that they didn't like. I mean, it was like a Stalin show trial where we're only going to present what we want. We don't want to hear the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's characterized this whole process. And so here we are with what I regarded as a Stalinist show trial, and President Trump will face two charges that are not even in the Constitution. And I think Democrats are now finding that the public may not be with them on this, that they don't see any evidence that he did anything wrong. It's not like he did a little something wrong, but it's not impeachable. I don't even think he did anything wrong. He had a right and a duty to look into possible corruption in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Just because some of it may have involved Joe Biden and his son Hunter doesn't absolve the president of the responsibility to make sure USAID isn't going toward corruption and aiding and abetting corruption.
Mm.
So this whole thing is ludicrous. It's scary how much the media have climbed aboard and are withholding facts and misleading the American people into thinking this is something bigger than it is. At the same time, they've covered up the real scandal, which was the Biden's corruption in Ukraine and the Obama administration's corruption of the FBI and other security agencies to pit them against a presidential campaign. This is another thing I should have mentioned earlier, David, in the report that the Inspector General filed on the origins of this whole FBI investigation into the Trump campaign. They said they couldn't find any political bias, no evidence of that, even though there are emails from the top FBI people who were in charge of the investigation saying things like, don't worry, we'll stop him, referring to Trump. And just a whole slew of anti-Trump emails showing naked hostility against Trump when he was a candidate. And then they said something about an insurance policy just in case he is elected. In other words, they're going to try to cripple him from within after he takes office. And they couldn't find any evidence of partisan bias here. That's ludicrous. This is a Democratic administration under Obama and its holdovers during the early Trump administration, openly at war with the president and mounting what amounts to a coup against an elected president. The American people ought to be outraged at this whole thing.
Yeah, and you're talking about the deep state, that there's elements within the government that are subversive toward the president. That's a whole other topic in and of itself. We may have to have you back on for that one at some point in the future. But last question for you, Robert, is I don't think anyone, even a conservative who voted for Donald Trump, would think he's some perfect man without flaws. We all see those, just his things he says and does and so forth. But he's had relatively, I think, conservative policies that he's tried to enact. And so that's why so many Republicans and so many conservatives have supported him, despite, you know, all the Twitter tirades and everything else. But on the other side, there's such a hatred for President Trump that is just irrational, just obsessed. And, you know, they call it Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. Why does the left hate Donald Trump so much? Okay, ponder that one, because that's what Robert Knight is going to answer next here on the Christian Real View radio program after this break. We're also going to open up the phone lines today for the second half of the program. So if you have a comment on why this impeachment of President Trump is occurring, why there's so much hatred, why are they trying to remove him from office rather than just, you know, let the American people decide in the election next time around? We're going to open up the phone lines in the next segment to take some callers. I was listening to what Robert was saying there about the media, and I have really never seen the media this blatantly biased. In other words, everyone, we all carry around our worldview, and the media, at least non-opinion or non-commentary media, is supposed to try to report the news as accurately as possible. But that no longer takes place in this country at all. Now, we're a radio program, but notice the name of this program, The Christian Worldview. In other words, we're telling you up front, that's what we're going to give you on any given topic. That's what we strive to do. Try to understand what the Bible says about given issues. And so we call it The Christian Worldview. But they don't do this in the mainstream media, the cable channels. And they just, what they say is report the news, but you're getting their humanistic worldview. That's what they should title their networks and programs, the humanistic worldview, because that's what they're talking about online. It's very hard to get to the bottom, the truth of actually what's going on in these types of situations. Coming back, much more coming up on the program today. You are listening to The Christian Worldview.
Be sure to take advantage of two free resources that will keep you informed and sharpen your worldview. The first is the Christian Worldview Weekly email, which comes to your inbox each Friday. It contains a preview of the upcoming radio program, along with need-to-read articles, featured resources, special events, and audio of the previous program. The second is the Christian Worldview Annual Print Letter, which is delivered to your mailbox in November. It contains a year-end letter from host David Wheaton and a listing of our store items, including DVDs, books, children's materials, and more. You can sign up for the weekly email and annual print letter by visiting thechristianworldview.org or calling 1-888-646-2233. Your email and mailing address will never be shared, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Call 1-888-646-2233. Or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Social justice is a gospel issue. This has become the mantra of many evangelicals. Rectifying perceived inequities of race, gender, sexuality, poverty, immigration, amongst others, is considered a top priority. But what exactly is social justice? Is working for social justice a biblical mandate, an application of the gospel? Kel Beisner has written an insightful booklet entitled Social Justice, How Good Intentions Undermine Justice and Gospel. Also included in this revised 44-page booklet is a copy of the just-released Statement on Social Justice and the Gospel. You can order the Social Justice booklet for a donation of any amount to The Christian Worldview. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233. Or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. trying to clarify the impeachment proceedings of President Trump today here on the Christian Worldview radio program. And it's a lot to untangle. You know, I follow the news really quite closely, just partly because I'm interested in it, probably because of the radio program and so forth, and the people and the departments and the overseas connections and the politics involved. I mean, it is really complicated to try to follow this. I just can't imagine that most people, aside from those inside the Beltway in Washington or New York who are just political operatives, really can understand the circuitous path this whole thing has been on. But they know that the impressions made just in the news media, they impact people. And people just get a soundbite here and there. People have jobs and families, and they go to church, and they have their social groups, and they have kids, and all these other things going on in their lives. There's no way, unless you're a professional political junkie, that you can really follow all this and not only follow it, but be able to discern what is actually taking place. But that's okay to them, because they're trying to create an impression, just trying to get a thought in your mind. Trump's a bad person. He should be impeached. Even the fact that he's being impeached, well, there's smoke there. There must be fire behind it, that kind of thing. So that's where we're trying to do this program today, to get some clarity on what is taking place in this whole three-year-long effort to impeach this president. Our guest today is Robert Knight. He's a columnist for The Washington Times. And we're going to open up the phone lines after the last few minutes of the interview with him. So if you have a comment on this whole situation taking place, I'll open up the phone lines after our last few remaining moments with Robert Knight. Let's get to that last segment now. There's such a hatred for President Trump that is just irrational, just obsessed. And, you know, they call it Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. Why does the left hate Donald Trump so much?
I think the simple answer is that because he's standing in the way of their agenda. They thought that things were moving along well, they were going to capture the White House again, and then put through legislation that I regard as totalitarian, like the Equality Act, which would eventually criminalize Christianity. Trump is standing in their way in so many levels. He said he doesn't want to expand government, so he's cutting back regulations. He's appointing constitutionally inclined judges, and he's now appointed his 50th federal judge. And they're all constitutionalists. They're all good, solid people who will rule according to what the Constitution says instead of using the courts as a legislative agenda platform. The president has openly embraced religious liberty. He's frustrated their cultural agenda on many levels. He's not perfect on it, but he's sure not pushing it the way Clinton and Obama were. So he's in the way. But bigger than that is who he represents. The left knows that he is backed by Christian evangelicals who they hate with a passion. A lot of this hate directed at President Trump is really hatred of the average Americans who don't want to live in a socialist country, who resist the propaganda of the progressives, and have decided that, you know, America's a pretty good country. We're not perfect, but we love our country. We don't want it going down the road that other countries have gone toward Marxism, which is a path toward destruction, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, and finally even mass murder. It's very scary when you see millennials saying by a majority that they favor socialism over free market capitalism when they're living in one of the richest, freest countries in the world. They just don't get it. They don't see what's around them. They've just been propagandized by texts like The People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn, who is a card-carrying communist who spent his life trying to destroy America. Wow. And trying to brainwash young people. Now they have a young people's history of the United States for middle schoolers, and it's just as bad. So it's no wonder that our young people who have been schooled in Marxist propaganda hate their country. They don't appreciate what we have. Meanwhile, millions of people are trying to get into the United States because of what we have. It's a really crazy picture, but I'm hoping that by the time the November 2020 election rolls around, the American people will have seen through this impeachment sham They're going to see through the Democrats' attempt to turn us into a socialist country, and they will turn back candidates who are promoting socialism.
Yeah. Well, Robert, I know that your highest hope is not in politics. Your highest hope is in God's sovereignty and the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you also know how important it is for our country as really the strongest beacon of freedom and liberty around the world to battle for these things that our founders gave to us. So we so appreciate your doing that, Robert. Keep up the great work with your columns. Thank you for coming on the Christian Worldview today, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Always a pleasure to be on with you, David. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right, that was Robert Knight, everyone. Always enjoy having him on the program. Love the fact that he is has great insight politically in what's going on in our country, but also brings the Christian perspective to it as well. It's not just purely conservative commentary he's giving. It's also a Christian viewpoint as well. Again, if you want to sign up for his weekly column, and I would encourage you to do that, it comes out every Monday morning. It's just an email that comes into your inbox. It's just email him, Robert Knight, and the number 4 at gmail.com. Robert Knight 4, and that's K-N-I-G-H-T, Robert Knight 4 at gmail.com. If you missed any of the program today, you were interested by what he was saying, you could always go to our website, thechristianworldview.org. We usually post the programs, upload the audio, usually within several hours of when the program airs live on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Central Time. It takes us just a little while to get it and prepare it to be uploaded, but it's usually there by Saturday, maybe Saturday after lunch, the program's there. And, of course, the program is very widely available online. You can podcast it. You can just go to your podcast app on your phone, whether it's an iPhone or a non-iPhone, a Google-based phone. Go to Google Play or iTunes. You can just search for The Christian Worldview in the podcast there, and you can get it for free. And then all the audio comes directly into your phone like that. You can also, we've expanded out to oneplace.com, which is a website that has a lot of ministries, the audio of ministries online. You can go to oneplace.com to hear the program as well, or just our own website, thechristianworldview.org. So if you know someone who doesn't live near an antenna that broadcasts the show over the airwaves, it's very widely available online. All right, I want to open up the phone lines for the rest of the program today. And the question is the topic of the day. How would you clarify this impeachment proceeding of President Trump that the left has been trying to remove him from office literally since his inauguration day 3 years ago? How would you simply clarify the impeachment of President Trump? The phone number is, now, before you call, I want you to be succinct. This is not a time for political rants. We'd like to hear insightful analysis. Maybe you agree with what Robert Knight said. Maybe you want to add something to what he says, but be able to say what you're going to say in about 60 seconds, because I'm assuming that probably quite a few people are going to have some viewpoints on this. So make sure you can be succinct and to the point on when you call. The toll-free telephone number in studio is 1-877-655-6755. 1-877, toll-free, 655-6755. How would you clarify these impeachment proceedings of President Trump, or back up just a little bit and answer the question, why has the left been so intent on removing him from office since day one? And Jim, our call screener today, will get you screened. He may encourage some of you just to email me if it's a little longer, needs more explanation. But we'll get some of you up and try to take some calls either at the end of this segment or in the beginning of the next segment. Again, the phone number is 1-877-655-6755. Well, Jim is taking some of those phone calls. I'm going to give a few points that I wrote down as to why is this happening. I think the first point is this, that number one, the left will not accept Trump's victory in 2016. They won't accept that he actually defeated Hillary Clinton. It was seemed patently obvious that she was going to win, the first female president. She was also a leftist. And after Obama, it was the wind was in their sails for two terms. And therefore, they are going to do anything and everything to subvert or remove him from office. It's been taking place since day one. So you have to remember that the left's religion is not biblical Christianity. They don't worship God. They worship themselves. They worship politics. Their religion is politics, because creating a world in their, not in God's vision, but in their own godless vision, that's what drives them. And so the election of Donald Trump disrupted their socialistic, globalistic intent. That's what they think is going to make the world better. You know, they're into good works as well, and they think that is what's going to make the world better if we get out of this nation state type situation in the world where there's separate nations and where the world can be one and people can share. Of course, it's not voluntary sharing. It's government forced, coercive sharing, redistributing from one to another. This disrupted that movement in the world, the election of Donald Trump. They were out to, as Obama said, just days before he was elected the first term, they're out to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And so the Trump election was a complete disruption of that. This is why they can't take those with an alternate worldview to them. That's why they shout down and they'll do violence when a conservative speaker comes to a college campus. That's why they're willing to suppress speech or take away people's liberties or religious liberties, because they want to do anything to squash that down so their worldview can become the predominant worldview in our country. Coming back, we'll take a break here. We'll get to some of your phone calls. We'll also get to more of this clarification of why the left is trying to impeach President Trump. This is the Christian Worldview. I'm David Wheaton. David Wheaton here to tell you about My Boy Ben, a story of love, loss, and grace. Ben was a yellow lab and inseparable companion at a stage in my life when I was single and competing on the professional tennis tour. I invite you to enter into the story and its tapestry of relationships with Ben, my aging parents, with a childhood friend I would finally marry, and ultimately with God, who caused all things, even the hard things, to work together for good. Order the book for your friend who needs to hear about God's grace and the gospel, or the one who has gone through a difficult trial or loss, or just the dog lover in your life. Signed and personalized copies are only available at myboyben.com or by calling 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233 or myboyben.com.
There's an abundance of resources available in Christian bookstores and online. But the sad reality is that many of them, even some of the most popular, do not lead to a sound and strong faith. A key aim of the Christian Worldview is to identify and offer resources that are biblically faithful and deepen your walk with God. In our online store, we have a wide range of resources for all ages, adult and children's books and DVDs, Bibles and devotionals, unique gifts, and more. So browse our store at thechristianworldview.org and find enriching resources for yourself, family, friends, small group, or church. You can also order by calling our office toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233. Or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Okay, final segment of the day here on the Christian Worldview radio program. Our website, as always, is thechristianworldview.org. Just before we get back to some of the callers here, just want to remind you, today is Saturday, December 14th, 2019, if you're listening to it live or you're listening to it later. Our shipping deadline, if you want to order some of our resources, either on our store at thechristianworldview.org in time for Christmas, or you receive the letter. If you receive the letter, you better call to order the resources rather than mailing in at this point. Of course, you can mail it in any time. You just may not get the resource by Christmas. You can get it after the beginning of the year, whenever you want. But December 16th or 17th is probably going to be our last be able to ship stuff out to you in time. You can visit our store at thechristianworldview.org to get a meaningful, substantive Christmas gift that will really sharpen the biblical worldview of the one you give it to. All right, we're asking the question here in the final segment, why, how do we clarify this impeachment of President Trump? And before the break, I said basically the leftists won't accept Trump's victory. It disrupts their intention, their socialistic globalistic intentions to fundamentally transform the U.S. You have to understand their worldview, that they see our country as being heavily influenced by Christianity, not just conservatism. Conservatism is, I think, is largely based on the Christian worldview. It's influenced by Christianity, and therefore, in their view, it's oppressive, it's patriarchal, it's racist, it's homophobic, it's transphobic, it's greedy, and it's cruel, and they think they have a better way. And so, therefore, he needs to be removed. And it started out with this Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee, paying for this false Russian dossier with all these false lies about Trump. And then they used that dossier to get a court ruling to surveil him through the FBI. So they were surveilling the Trump campaign, the FBI was. And if that didn't work, because it didn't work, they made up this fake collusion, Russian collusion, that Trump colluded with Russia. Well, we went through that for 2 years with the Mueller investigation, and there's no evidence of that. And finally, this Ukrainian phone call with the Ukrainian prime minister came along by with Trump, and they said, oh, we'll see right there. He tried to bribe them. He tried to quid pro quo them. This is wrong. This is impeachable. But again, this is going to end up as a flop as well. It's just they don't think they can beat him in an election. They can't take his worldview, so they're trying to remove him from office. And if none of that works, you just overstate the accusations. You tell lies about him over and over. And you just hope that enters the consciousness of voters, and you hope you influence enough of them so they won't vote for him in the 2020 election. All right, let's get to the phone calls now. Let's go first to Texas. And again, 30 to 60 seconds. Be succinct. Be to the point. Let's go to Texas. And Melody, welcome to the Christian Worldview. Well, how would you clarify this impeachment of President Trump?
All I can add is what Mr. Knight said. Nikki Noonan in a column on October the 16th in either 2016 or 17 or 18 in the Wall Street Journal. The last line of her column, she was referring to Hillary Clinton and her ilk. She said, and I quote, that we're being patronized, being us, the great unwashed, the people in Florida country. And trust me, David, some of us are smart enough to know that we're being patronized. We really are.
Okay.
And, but anyway, he said, we're being patronized by our moral inferiors.
Okay. Melody, I appreciate your call. For some reason here in the studio, I couldn't exactly make out what you were saying, but hopefully listeners could. Let's go next to, maybe it was just a bad cell phone connection, but let's go next to Kansas. Gene, welcome to the Christian Worldview. How would you clarify the impeachment of President Trump?
Well, coming from a Christian perspective, totally biblical, we know that we are in a spiritual war. And just the fact that you said that the lies that the left have sought to bring against President Trump, we know that the father of lies is Satan. So what we are literally seeing in this natural realm is the intensifying war that the enemy is waging against the Word of God, a nation established on the Word of God, and the body of Christ who we represent in this nation. And we need to understand that what we are dealing with is nothing more than the God, little g, of this world, Satan and his minions seeking to overthrow the purposes and the plans of God.
Gene, I appreciate your call. Thank you for your call. I want to get some other callers as well. I think you put that very well. Satan wants to destroy the one country, albeit an imperfect country. No, not staying that at least. We're not a, you know, God's chosen country or anything like that. But there's no question this country was founded upon people who revered God and his word. And those principles came through in our founding documents, and they still influence this country, if you can believe it, here this many hundreds of years later. And that needs to be destroyed by the left for them to be able to implement their policies. This really is a religious, like what our last caller just said, this is a religious attack. even though Donald Trump, I wouldn't consider him some biblical Christian. I think he's theologically out there. He associates with a lot of the folks from the Word Faith movement and that kind of thing. Let's just put that aside for a second. His policies, I think there are policies that Christians can support, from being pro-life to religious liberties to being pro-Israel to being nationalistic over globalistic to the free market incentive-based policies. He's not a race divider. He doesn't divide everyone to an identity group. That's so divisive. So I think his policies can be supported by so many Christians. And by the way, that's why so many evangelicals and Christians do support this president, contrary to what the left wants you to support. And contrary, by the way, to many evangelicals today who don't want you to support this president as well. What's the choice? We live in a binary system. It's either the Republican's going to win or the Democrat's going to win. And you can vote third party all you want or not vote, but it's not going to do anything. If you want to start your own third party, and good on you. But the problem is that's never worked in this country for how many decades and decades and decades now. One party is going to be in power, and the left is a party that is in complete opposition to God and his word. Not to say the Republican Party is God's party. No, not at all. But it's a relative comparative binary choice. Let's try to get to one more call. Douglas in Iowa, how would you clarify the impeachment of President Trump? Let's go next to Louisiana. Richard, are you there? How would you clarify the impeachment of Donald Trump real quick?
Yes, sir. I would just like to say that what the Democrats, what the left side is doing, is they are actually being what they are accusing our president of. They are obstructing justice, and they are in no way allowing our judicial process to take place in this so-called impeachment process. And also they are on a witch hunt. They're seeking things to do against our president. Thank you.
Richard, thank you for your call. We're coming up against the end of the program. I think that's, you said just what Robert Knight was saying earlier. Beware someone who so strongly accuses someone else of doing something. Usually they're guilty of the same thing in even stronger measures. Thank you for joining us today in the program. Remember to pray for our president. I mean, he's taking a lot of heat right now. He needs our prayers. We're commanded to pray for our leaders and those in office. Pray for all of them. A lot of them need salvation. Until next weekend, everyone, think biblically and live accordingly.
We hope today's broadcast turned your heart toward God, his word, and his son. To order a CD copy of today's program, or sign up for our free weekly email, or to find out how you can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. The Christian Worldview is a weekly one-hour radio program that is furnished by the Overcomer Foundation and is supported by listeners and sponsors. Request one of our current resources with your donation of any amount. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. Thanks for listening to The Christian Worldview. Until next time, think biblically and live accordingly.